Hey everybody, today on the Charlie Kirk Show, white teachers being fired and black teachers being promoted. What is critical theory? We do a little bit of a refresher on critical race theory. And then we talk about how this applies to today via Sam Harris. The high priest or the archbishop of atheism has something remarkable to say. I know some atheists that are nice people, but if we go to atheists for moral guidance, this is what you're going to get. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. If you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with the largest movement to defeat tyranny, spread freedom, and educate the next generation. TPUSA.com. That is TPUSA.com. TPUSA.com. Check it out. TPUSA.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com. The wonderful andrewandtodd.com. I'm going to start here together just kind of talking about the fallout politically from the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And then I'm going to go into some cultural stories that are very important. We've been very focused on politics the last couple weeks. We can't keep our eye off the philosophy, the ideology, and the idea pathogens that continue to infect our entire society, including how these ideas manifest themselves into policy. They're not just bad ideas if you were to discuss them in a classroom, but they are now being implemented as actual policy decisions. They flow downstream from college campuses. One of the reasons why I wrote my book, The College Scam, where I talk about how these ideas on these universities don't just stay there. It's as if saying that, well, you know, gain-of-function research only stays at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That is nonsense. Sometimes those viruses can be released across the entire world and change your planet. But first, a new YouGov poll is demonstrating the following. And I saw this at our Turning Point Action event this last Sunday with Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, and Governor DeSantis. Republican enthusiasm has increased by 5 points after the FBI raid. Compared to 2018, the question is, are you more enthusiastic or less enthusiastic about voting in this year's election? More enthusiastic, Republicans plus 10 in 2018. I'm sorry, this is back in August 7th. Now August 16th, a plus 15 enthusiasm gap, and I think it's only going to increase from there. So we would like to thank the Federal Bureau of Investigation for giving a little bit of a stimulus to Republican enthusiasm. And there's a reason for this. You know, I talk to a lot of people. I get a lot of emails from you. And we have a very sizable audience. Praise God. We're very blessed by that. And a lot of emails we receive here, freedom@charliekirk.com, go like this. Charlie, I do not like Donald Trump. However, I'm 100% behind him now, and I'm going to support Republicans in the midterms up and down the ballots because of the raid at Mar-a-Lago. It has been a massive shot in the arm for Republicans. And will Republicans realize why, or will the establishment Republicans just kind of chokehold, you could say, or thwart or stunt this political the improvement of political conditions that we're now seeing? The answer is probably yes. Why is this happening? Because at the moment right now, many normal everyday Americans, they feel as if not just their own freedoms and liberties are coming out of grass. They see the IRS adding 87,000 new IRS agents. They see what's happening at the top levels of our government. But when they see someone who is as relentlessly attacked as Donald Trump, similarly as other political figures on the right, like Bannon and many others, in contrast with Liz Cheney, they say, I want to support the person that is being persecuted by the government. You see, conservatives right now are actually seeing a rallying cry of a corrupt government that is attacking our entire movement. This is something that the ruling class does not understand. The ruling class thinks that they are able to demoralize us when in reality the opposite happens. We talked about this all the way back in January of 2021, right after Biden was inaugurated. You can go look at my speech with the great Jack Hibbs. I said, my prediction is that we grow stronger the more they throw at us, that we remain anti-fragile despite the winds of opposition. And the polling shows this with a 15-point enthusiasm advantage. However, we're still being outspent, we're being outraised, and we have some terrible candidates potentially that are going to be slated. We have some great candidates like J.D. Vance and Blake Masters, Carrie Lake and others, but the work still has to happen. But understand this, the more they throw at us, the stronger our movement becomes. We've been so focused on politics the last couple of weeks, it's helpful to understand the philosophy, the ideology, and the idea pathogens that are infecting our entire society. Where do they come from? What are we really fighting here? And we do this every so often where we kind of take a step back and we take a piece of information in a news story and then we broaden it and we extrapolate it and we apply it to your life. There's one story I've been wanting to hit for the last couple of days, but there's just been so much breaking news, but it's a perfect time right now. And this is not an isolated story. This is spreading all across the country. Now, when I say this, the media, they lose their mind when I say the following. But every single person in the audience, you need to listen carefully about this. Because if you so happen to have white kids or grandkids, they are entering a country where the policies and the rules very well could be rigged against them. Minneapolis Public Schools defends policy to prioritize retaining educators of color when determining layoffs. Now, that is the nice wording. This is the puff piece way of describing what this is. This is ABC News. So I'm starting with the nicest possible wording, how they try to brand it. What is this really? How about this one? Minneapolis teacher union plan will fire white teachers ahead of people of color. That's right. There is a new policy that has been put in place for the Minneapolis School District. It is an agreement between the Minneapolis Teacher Union and the Minneapolis School District that says they will lay off teachers based on their skin color. They'll do so to lay people off to give priority to people of color because they say it will remedy the effects of past discrimination. Now, let me take a pause for a second here. For many years, I spoke at Lincoln Reagan Day dinner events and Tea Party rallies and MAGA groups, and I would talk about how dangerous college campuses have become. Not physically dangerous. In fact, they're not. That's always the argument they make, is they say, oh, it's rape culture on college campuses. No, they're dangerous because of the ideas they're producing, and they're infecting them into a very gullible and naive generation. And what that looks like when it starts to infect the rest of civil society. Now, some people took me very seriously. We're so thankful. Turning Point USA has grown significantly and tremendously because of our warnings and because of our work and because of our impact, because of our educational focus. However, I will say, a vast majority of people, when I tried to warn them about what was coming next, did not believe me. I remember I was once doing a small dinner in Aspen, Colorado, kind of where the ruling class of America go to wine and dine. And I said that soon there will be an anti-white crusade that is infecting every major portion of American life, rooted in this ideology called critical race theory. This was 3-4 years ago before CRT was well known. And I remember a moderate Republican, a nice enough man, big Jeb Bush guy, said to me, Charlie, that is a conspiracy theory. Stop watching Alex Jones. That was his response. And I told them about Michel Foucault and Jacques Derrida and Derek Bell. And I told him about Robin DiAngelo and white fragility and Ibram X. Kendi and the quote from Ibram X. Kendi where he says clearly that we need discrimination today to try and remedy discrimination of yesterday. And he said, quote, that will never happen in America. The smugness and the arrogance. And again, I was 4 years younger and didn't quite have the patience for it. So I got really heated and I got angry. And I said, you do not realize that these people want to destroy everything. They are a parasitic force on decent and civil society. Their ideology is built on consuming the West. That is what critical theory is. And the conversation kind of ended and he said, okay, thanks for dinner or whatever, or thanks for the meal, and kind of walked away. Didn't want to hear it. It was what we call a limiting belief. A limiting belief is something where you just put the wall up and you say, well, if that's true, other things I believe could also not be true. There's a lot of limiting beliefs happening right now. People all of a sudden, with the gene-altering therapy that they call the vaccine, the money to Ukraine, the sinister nature of Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden story, the government being weaponized against Donald Trump. There are all sorts of limiting beliefs where people all of a sudden go, what we call get red-pilled, but some people, they enjoy the comfort of their own self-told deception. So what is critical race theory? It is a framework of deconstructing the entire world. It comes from critical theory, birthed by, of course, the, you could call him the kind of pioneer of Western critical theory, Herbert Marcuse, who came from the Frankfurt School. He had disciples such as Angela Davis and colleagues and counterparts like Foucault and Derrida, who believed clearly that we must get to the essence that there is no truth, there is no beauty, there is no meaning. It is simply what you make of it. It is the subjectivist's paradise. All there is power. Oppressor versus oppressed. Strong versus weak. White versus black. Now, these ideas seemed so stupid to many of you watching right now, you did not take them seriously. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but many people did not take them seriously. Now, on the other side, many of you did take them seriously, and you deserve thanks for that. But I'll be honest, I felt as if I, alongside James Lindsay and many others, were screaming in the wilderness trying to warn people. And it wasn't taken nearly with the same sort of consideration that Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine. Let me tell you right now, critical race theory is a much greater threat to America than Vladimir Putin. Period. Critical theory is a much greater threat to America than the Kremlin. I'm not saying the Kremlin's not a threat. Critical theory will destroy everything you love. It'll destroy your church. It'll destroy your school. It'll destroy your local community. It'll destroy your kid. This is now policy. This is not some sort of paper where I'm saying, wow, look at the stuff they're publishing at University of Minnesota. Or, wow, look at this tweet by a professor. It has now gone from the abstraction, from the ideas into the of the clouds, into something that is now applied in everyday life. The Minneapolis School District has now defending its upcoming contract that promotes laying off white teachers over teachers of color. Regardless of seniority, regardless of skill, regardless of how good of a teacher they are, regardless of their educational background, we will simply now lay off teachers based on the melanin content in their skin. That is the policy now with the Minneapolis public schools, which is remarkable to me, and because it can only be explained in one way. And again, the media hates it when I say this. Oh, I'm going to get written up everywhere. White guilt. White guilt is one of the most perverse, self-hating, insidious ideologies or belief systems. Because Minneapolis, Minnesota is a predominantly white state, and they're doing this to themselves. This is what happens when people don't have religion or spirituality. They start doing all sorts of weird things to themselves. They have no way to atone. They have no way to repent. They have no relationship with the Creator. So the way that they go atone for their sins is they start beating themselves in the back and they say, well, my skin color must be something wrong. Go ahead, black person, have the job and I won't. As some sort of strange quasi-career suicidal sacrifice that kind of has religious undertones. The new contract says that they must, if they're going to lay teachers off, they must prioritize teachers who are a member of a population underrepresented. The media doesn't like when I say this, but how on earth is this story right here not a deliberate anti-white campaign? Is that too much to say? If you have white kids or white grandkids, you better get into action here. This is wrong. It would be wrong if it was anti-black or anti-Hispanic. We do not want the emphasis on color. It does not matter to us. But Minneapolis School District is saying that color matters more than character, matters more than expertise, matters more than all of it. Minneapolis School District. Look, let me tell you, the worldwide food crisis is making headlines again. Just recently, Business Insider said we're in a global food crisis that will wreak havoc on local economies and possibly trigger civil unrest. They also said food shortages have led to civil unrest in the past with deadly consequences. Remember, you are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. If not now to get prepared, then when? Well, it's time to get emergency food with preparewithkirk.com. Write that down. Go to it right now, preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. They've served millions of American families, and they're ready to help you. My Patriot Supply 3-month kit has enough meals for one person in a prolonged crisis with over 2,000 calories per day. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Just make sure you have this food when you need it, which could be very soon. So get it today. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Check it out. Preparewithkirk.com. Just to remind ourselves, what is critical theory? And this is why sending your kids to college, you must be very careful. I know a lot of parents right now watching this are probably getting their kid all packed up, or they might be listening to this program, driving to school. Be very careful. These ideas, I believe, some of them I say outrightly, they are demonic. They are incredibly persuasive. They're compelling to a naive young person, to student, and they fester and they germinate against everything that has made Western civilization beautiful and worthy of appreciation. So critical theory believes in the following. James Lindsay's done a phenomenal job with this on his website, newdiscourses.com. Critical race theory believes racism is present in every aspect of life, every relationship, and every interaction. They believe in interest convergence, which means white people only give black people opportunities and freedoms when it is also in their interests. Critical race theory is against free societies. Now, we could go into Marxism and what Karl Marx believed, but there is a very important takeaway here. CRT and this idea of hiring black teachers over white teachers and laying off white teachers, it is a deliberate and focused attempt to destroy civil and free society. Critical race theory only treats race issues as socially constructed groups. There are no individuals in critical race theory. This is very important. It's not that Susie, who is a white person, might be a good teacher, and Sally, who's a black person, might be a good teacher. No, it's what is their skin color is their defining characteristic. There's no individuality. It is group. It is what commune do you have a card that you are a member of? Critical race theory believes science, reason, and evidence are a white way of knowing, and that storytelling and lived experience are a black alternative. Delgado and Stefanik, who wrote Intro to Critical Race Theory, said that normal science is part of the everyday, ordinary racism of our societies. Now, you might say, oh, Charlie, come on, that's a bridge too far. That's not really what's happening here. Let me give you an example here. And this is an extraordinary thing. I'm just pulling up this story here. Also in the Minneapolis public schools, a lot of this happening in Minneapolis because of white guilt. When you have a non-religious majority population that is told to hate themselves, all sorts of wacky stuff starts to happen. Minneapolis School District pours millions into woke math, even as student scores plummet. Minneapolis School District is spending millions of dollars to racially diversify elementary school math lessons as student proficiency scores plummet. Minneapolis Public Schools will be spending more than $2 million to incorporate ethnic, racial, and cultural diversity in the K-5 math curriculum. The new curriculum, which will be implemented in the fall, reflects the lived experiences of our Minneapolis students, develops positive math identity. Minneapolis is not the first school district to prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives over academics, the Free Beacon writes. Public schools in Montgomery, Maryland in July amended their fourth and fifth grade social studies curriculum to include social justice standards. Seattle has spent $5 million on DEI initiatives. This is only going to accelerate, everybody. It's going to get into every school district across the country. If we don't take our kids out of these schools, take over these school boards, it's going to accelerate at a rapid pace. They don't believe in math. They think math is racist. Critical race theory rejects all potential alternatives, like colorblindness, and they say they are forms of racism. Delgado wrote that, quote, colorblindness or formal conceptions of equality expressed in rules that insist only on treatment that in the same across the board can thus remedy as the most blatant forms of discrimination. So if you are colorblind, you're actually racist. Critical race theory acts like anyone who disagrees with it must do so for racist and white supremacist reasons, even if the people disagreeing are black. And finally, this is the most important point that James Lindsay writes on New Discourses. Critical race theory will never be satisfied. In this ABC News article where they're covering what's happening in Minneapolis, one of the lawyers who says what's happening of trying to fire white teachers and hire black ones is unconstitutional, he said, well, it's a good goal to try to get the teacher body more diverse. No, there's no satisfying it. There is no middle ground. They want to take over everything. You cannot negotiate with a virus. You can't say, well, virus, please stop infecting it. You must destroy it. You must inoculate yourself to it. So look, I recently received a question from one of our amazing listeners. By the way, we have the best audience in the world. Love you guys. Thank you. He wanted to know if it was possible to avoid digestion problems by eating only healthy organic food. It's a nice thought, but unfortunately, it's not possible. You see, your natural ability to digest food declines with age. This is because your body produces fewer enzymes, which are the proteins responsible for digesting food. Fewer enzymes means more difficulty digesting food. Even organic foods won't provide enough enzymes to properly digest them. This is especially true if you cook your food because cooking kills enzymes. This is why you might have digestive problems even after a wonderfully healthy meal. Your body just can't produce enough enzymes to get the job done. That is why supplementing with a high-quality enzyme supplement could be a massive help. I personally recommend Masszymes by Bioptimizers. It's a best-in-class supplement loaded with full-spectrum enzymes for digesting proteins, starches, sugars, fibers, and fats. When I started to take digestive enzymes, made everything a little bit easier, if you know what I mean. Taking Masszymes daily helps top off your enzyme levels and replace the enzymes your body is no longer producing, which means you'll be able to eat all sorts of delicious food and digest them quickly and effortlessly. After you start taking Masszymes, you may notice that you no longer feel bloated after meals and your belly feels flatter. And if you have a leaky gut, Masszymes can reduce gut inflammation or irritation and help you absorb more nutrients. Listen, life is too short to suffer from digestive problems. If you want freedom from your food and digestive health and comfort, try Masszymes, risk-free, and experience for yourself the magic of high-quality enzymes. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, just go to masszymes.com/Kirk, MASSZYMES.com/Kirk. They're a wonderful company. Check it out. Masszymes.com/Kirk. That is masszymes.com/Kirk. Something I tell people is that you must be open. You must be open to learning and understanding that some of your limiting beliefs need to be challenged. I know that was certainly the case for me. At times you have these beliefs, say, oh, there's no way that could be true. There's no way that could be true. Is that a creation of your own comfort? Or do you really have a willingness to learn and to challenge and to explore truth? Truth can be very discomforting at times. It can be very uneasy at the beginning. Eventually, truth is liberating. It is freeing. It brings you joy. But I know a lot of people that would much rather live in the misery of their own discomfort, their own lies that are created by discomfort. They say, I don't know if I want to hear that. They just kind of tune out. And look, whether we're talking about 87,000 new IRS agents, we're talking about critical race theory, we're talking about the Minneapolis public schools that are saying that white teachers get laid off and black teachers get to keep their jobs, inflation, they all have something in common. They are existential threats to our normal Western American way of life. It's an existential threat to the Constitution, an existential threat to civilization. All of them. And that is the attempt of them to encroach and to invade and to deteriorate. Pedro Gonzalez, a frequent guest on our program, joined Tucker Carlson last evening. Play cut 87.
The Minneapolis Public Schools and Local Teachers Union have recently instituted a new policy in which, when it comes to downsizing and layoffs, the rule is white teachers must be laid off before any teacher of color. In other words, they've codified racial discrimination against whites in real life, not in fiction. In an age where we talk a whole lot about discrimination and hate speech, we've actually formally instituted it in the United States against the group who we blame for this stuff, and that is obviously white people.
These ideas must be confronted, they must be debunked, they must be taken seriously. It's very easy to say, oh, that's just some academic theory. I have said this for a while, but of course it does not happen because Republicans don't have the backbone or the spine. Why is it that North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky doesn't have a Republican governor, but these other states, why are they still funding via taxpayer dollars the humanities at these universities? What is the explanation, Republican state legislatures or governor? You could fund the engineering. Why are you still funding these very ideas that then manifest into we can lay off white teachers and hire black teachers? Now, as we talk about the existential threats to our civilization, our republic, I want to focus in on a piece of tape that has just emerged from a man that if you have your child in high school or in college, or if you allow your child to be unattended, this person will have more metaphysical, philosophical, and religious contribution to give to your child than a pastor probably will. This person is an atheist. He is not just a normal atheist. You could call him the high priest of smug atheism. He wrote a book called The Moral Landscape. He's supposed to be very well respected in atheist circles. He did entire speeches and debates with Jordan Peterson. He's a very, very smart person. He is well respected as kind of the person that charts the way forward for how to be moral and still be an atheist. He defines morality as the following. Morality, in his view, are the principles of behavior that allow people to flourish. That is so wrong. That is so wrong. The idea of morality being behavior that allows people to flourish, as if flourishing is the only goal of humanity. Not love, not grace, not mercy, not atonement, not glory to the Creator. Not reflection, not peace, not contribution or agape love. No, simply just flourishing. You see, Sam Harris, who is very well respected on the left, when he talks, you must realize and recognize what you're dealing with here. This is the left. When people say, well, we're dealing with good people on the left. No, we're not. We're dealing with amoral, a-religious people that have demented and twisted morality. Now, I'm not saying all atheists have that. I'm saying that if an atheist has good morality, they didn't get it from atheism. They got it from some Judeo-Christian baseline. So Sam Harris comes out, and he starts talking about the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, Sam Harris, again, used to be this very interesting guy. I used to watch him. I used to find him compelling. There was a great debate with him and William Lane Craig, and Sam Harris got completely and totally defeated. But I find him to be of a high intellect, and I used to think he actually had a good moral character. Boy, was I wrong. Sam Harris, who, again, drives forward a lot of the moral teaching of the a-religious left, has decided to come out and start talking about the Hunter Biden laptop story. We are dealing with a group of people that are bragging that they lied and they stole and they cheated away the 2020 election. This is Sam Harris talking about why he supported censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, because it was a conspiracy to help Biden win. This is consequentialism at its very worst. You could call it Machiavellianism, ends justify the means. No, this is just the left. Play cut 79.
Now, that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted.
He thinks it was warranted that you don't have a voice, that people don't get to know about Hunter Biden. But he continues. Now, I want to reemphasize this. Sam Harris, if you have a child under the age of 30 and they spend any time on YouTube and they start talking about atheism or agnosticism, chances are they were intercepted by the snares of Sam Harris. Now, look, deep down, Sam Harris is probably a very miserable person because he doesn't believe that there is any objective beauty or goodness or truth or any sort of metaphysical promise. There is no heaven. There's no eternity. There's no creator. This is all just a combination of a mistake. To believe this is all a mistake, I would be very angry too. So therefore, he has to try to find ways to connect to meaning and to purpose. How does he do that? Well, he continues by saying, again, this is the Archbishop of the American left. If you were to say, wow, who is he the high priest of? Who is he the cardinal of? Who is he kind of the ecclesiastical leader of? A smug Washington Post reporter that thinks they know what they're talking about has been influenced by him. He is the most influential atheist under the age of 50. Is that fair to say, Connor? Very influential, because he has a very soft and calming demeanor and, you know, phenomenal vocabulary. Cut 78. This is how most people on the left view our fight. Play cut 78.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. Ever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like, if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China, it is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in, right? Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop.
Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement, and I would not have cared. Again, this is not important about what is being said. We know a lot of the left believes this. It's important of who is saying this. This guy is supposed to be this fair and decent moral referee. That's what many young people believe, by the way, when you send them to a university campus. That is the production. That is the output of most secular universities. When there is no God, then morality is nothing more than an opinion. How do you know a line is crooked if you do not have a straight line to compare it to? Someone just emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, is Sam Harris the Billy Graham of the godless? That's a great way to put it. He's an evangelistic type voice for the atheists. And what does he believe? It doesn't matter what the truth is. We must do whatever it takes to defeat Donald Trump and the conservatives on the right. Now, some of you might be saying, Charlie, why am I? I don't care about Sam Harris and all this. This is why the people at the FBI think precisely with how Sam Harris just said, I know what I am doing is wrong and I don't care because Donald Trump is awful. I know I should not be doing this, but the end justified the means because I've been told that Trump University, where did that come from? Trump University? We're dealing with a group of people that are now openly admitting that they will do whatever necessary, lie, steal, cheat, cover for criminals, cut in line, create mass disinformation campaigns, which is what he was defending, Sam Harris was defending, all to make sure that you don't have a voice. That's what's so sinister about what Sam Harris said. He wasn't even just saying it was about defeating Donald Trump. It was about lying to the public so that you could not make an informed decision, that Donald Trump was so evil that we must make sure people do not have the proper information. This is how dictators talk. Not a shock when all of a sudden America starts getting all their moral advice from atheists. Joni says, Charlie, I listen to Sam Harris once in a while. They're interesting, but help me understand, please. What corruption are they referring to with Donald Trump? What has he really done? None of it. It's all smokescreen. Sam Harris can't defend it. Sam Harris's a gut reaction is Trump University. Really? Trump University. Right. Chuck emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Sam and his cult are forward pushing without value, God's nature and the nature of God. You must understand, though, that if you want to see why the left acts the way they do, go look at their influencers. Sam Harris is an influencer of influencers. He's very, very influential. Sam Harris is linked to progressivism and linked to all these ideas of trying to usher in a man-made equivalent of heaven on earth, that we could perfect man. If you do not have the humility under the belief in a divine, then you yourself try to become that very thing that we call God. And boy, did the 20th century teach us that's a very bad idea. There's a lot of anxiety and unease right now around the new IRS agents. And we still get some emails here and there. Charlie, stop. We just got one recently. Larry, that says, stop complaining about the IRS. Just pay your taxes and be a good citizen. I was struck by this piece of tape here, Cut 80, Texas cattle ranchers on being audited by the IRS. If they want to get to you, they will come with an audit and they will nitpick your entire life apart. By the way, every one of you watching this program, if you own a business, if you've given political contributions, they will come for you. Don't be naive, everybody. You think this government won't try to punish the non-believers? Play Cut 80.
It was very invasive. It was very, you feel very attacked because that guy wanted to go back and say, I got her. Mm-hmm. And they want to get you. If they're coming after you for an audit, they don't want to see your receipt and go, oh, okay, you're good. No, they're going to nitpick your life apart. And that's not what the American dream is for self-employment, small business. I mean, that's just a kick in the teeth to do that to people living the American dream.
We received thousands of emails from you. Thousands of heartbreaking stories. Some of you lost everything. Some of you had to sue the IRS and you won and you got none of your damages repaid. You see, when you have to defend yourself in an audit, who pays for your legal fees? Who pays for the accountant? And especially those of you that are running small businesses on tight margins, they're going to come after you especially. What is a deduction? It depends. It depends on your politics. It depends on your likelihood to be obedient to the regime. Governor DeSantis says hiring 87,000 new IRS agents is a middle finger to Americans. Play Cut 77.
And I think it was basically just a middle finger to the American public that this is what they think of you. All these problems we have to deal with. And they think the way is to do 87,000 IRS agents. There's going to be more people in the IRS than in, like, a lot of these other agencies combined now. You know, they're not putting very much might down at the border, I can tell you that right now. But they want to be able to do it and unleash them on American taxpayers.
The priority of this regime, and it will not change, is to terrorize, punish, and bully us, the citizens, while giving illegal aliens luxury hotels in downtown New York City. They are prioritizing the foreigner over the citizen. Aristotle warned against this. They're prioritizing the cheater or the looter over the taxpayer. If you go smash and grab in downtown San Francisco, $500, you're not going to have the law or the book thrown at you. Basically, it's unenforceable. But if you run a small business and you take a $500 deduction that you shouldn't take. You might be facing an IRS audit of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. You have to defend yourself. But this is all intentional. This is not a mistake. Listen to Sam Harris. Read their ideology. Read their books. Read the literature. If you follow the law, you guys are the problem. If you follow the rules, you are the problem. Why would that be the case? Why would it be that rule followers and law followers are the problem? It's because they don't want the law as it is. You see, this idea of the law being blind as being the equal scales of justice, that makes it harder for a tyrant to come in and to run your life. Now, I know a lot of you have asked us, and you've emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com, what do these people want? What do these people want? That's why I loved the Sam Harris clip. Sam Harris does not believe in heaven or eternity. He doesn't believe in a creator. He doesn't believe in a spiritual dimension. All he has is this short gasp of power. All he has is to try to hold on to being in control. So that's where he says, yeah, I don't care if Hunter Biden had corpses of children in his basement. For him, he doesn't care because he doesn't have to answer to a creator. He doesn't have to answer to a transcendent moral order. The people running our country think exactly like that. They want to be in control. They want to be the philosopher kings because they don't think anything happens after this. There's no rhythm. There's no harmony. There is no creation. Smug, arrogant, and self-righteous. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.